So it was really about 3 years ago that we formally launched the business, and we've been going strong ever since.
Wow, that's an incredible takeoff. You're already doing the green room after 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're astounded by everything, all the wonderful things that have happened to us in this very short period of time.
Now, I heard that you two actually collaborated on a job, and that's how you ended up together.
Yeah, well, it's actually kind of an interesting story. We met because we both live in the same apartment building in New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we bumped into each other in the elevator one day, and everything just kind of mushroomed from there. But we did work on a project which was renovating the common areas of our co-op building in New York City. And that gave us an opportunity to kind of test drive things, and we realized it would work.
And it's been in a fantastic relationship, obviously. You're just soaring with success. So, Frank, tell me about your style. What pieces do you like to use, and what kind of look do you really like?
Well, I think, you know, generally speaking, as I mentioned before, I'm really more in the modern camp, whereas Matthew's more in the classical camp. And because of that, I'm sort of constantly out there looking for new things, trying to see how, in a sense, things that are inspired by classicism, but are given a modern take, trying to figure out ways that we can incorporate those into our design. So it really is kind of all over the map. And, you know, in terms of particular sources, I don't know, we create a lot of our own pieces anyway.
Before Frank came along, I was involved in doing a lot of custom pieces for our clients, and that tradition continued with Frank, but with slightly a more modern sensibility. Mm-hmm. And recently we've just started designing lucite tables that combine sort of classic shapes that I'm interested in with a modern material that Frank is interested in. It's a perfect blending of our styles, but the effect is very modern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds beautiful. So which one's your favorite piece that you've designed?
Well, in the green room, we'll be using some small plexiglass tables that are based on Roman arches. And again, that's sort of that link to antiquity. But,
okay.
But so they look like little triumphal arches that you would, you know, like at the Champs-Élysées or something like that. But they're made of plexiglass, and so they're very crisp, very clean, almost invisible, very chic.
I think another example of that, too, is our line of furniture called Intaglio, white webbed Intaglio. And there we take ancient engravings, we blow them up to huge proportion, and then we silkscreen them onto furnishings. So even though we're taking an old or classical image, we're then converting it into a way that looks totally modern and totally today.
Exactly. And you can see all these things on our website, which is whiteweb.com.
And I see that as a trend for this year, taking classic designs and imprinting them onto furniture, or even things inspired from nature. That just seems to be a really hot direction for this year.
I think so. You know, I think there's a feeling of that people want things that have a certain romance to it, but not giving up on something modern. So I think this kind of idea of drawing from history but making it modern gives you sort of the romance of the past without living in the past.
That's true. Well, you know what? We're just about out of time, but I just wanted to say thank you so much, Frank and Matthew, for talking to us today. I can't wait to see your room. I don't know if they're going to show that on the air, or do we have to wait for
architecture? Well, I'm not sure if you'll see it that night, but Architectural Digest has created a website where you'll be able to see all the different years of the green room styles, and that's called adgreenroom.com.
And they'll also list all the sources for the green room, all the fantastic resources that we've used to have loaned these beautiful pieces to the green room. So it's a great source for your readers as well, just or your listeners as well, to check that out.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate talking to both of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.